I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery at the Halt Center for the Performing Arts here in Eugene, looking at a show by three artists. The show is called Digital Illuminations. It runs through November 24th. Three artists, Beth Robinson, Susie Ettinger, and Bob Crow. Lots of stuff to see, Sandy. Where do we start?
I don't know where to start. I would like to say that these are three very different artists, and yet they all three seemed very mature in their vision, very sure of their craft. So they were well balanced in that way.
Right.
And it was a great show. They were a good combination.
Right. And the gallery chose to not intersperse the artwork, which I think is a really good idea because their styles are quite different. So each artist kind of has their own space, which I found very nice.
Well, I was very taken by Susie Ettinger's work, perhaps because she's 90 years old. Not just that, she's German. She was raised in Berlin and Germany with surrealists, surrounded by all that rich culture. And she still brings those images and that sensibility of the surrealists with her. She does the symbols that are derived from ancient cultures and signs. She likes crows and cats and owls and monkeys, but in very surreal situations.
Yes, and hers are more of monotone. There's some color, but not compared to the other ones, especially to Bob's. And hers are a little smaller, so the impact they have is more the impact of the symbols that she uses and the way she manipulates.
You have to put your face right in it. I especially liked one called, I don't know, Aragon. It was in German. But there was these barn owls emerging from a deserted industrial architecture. Into the light, so a very dark background, the barn owls emerging, and I particularly love that.
Right. Well, before we opened the mics, we were both talking about how does she do this?
That's right.
We discovered that we didn't really know, and it doesn't really matter.
Some of them look like etchings to me.
Right, they do.
We know that digital is part of it, so we don't know.
Well, I remember not too many years ago when someone said, I do computer art, and you'd go, yeah, I know, it looks like computer art. And nothing in this show from any of the artists fit in that category.
Well, maybe you could talk about Beth Robinson's a little bit.
Right. She's all over the place.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah. She does from little boxes with little holes cut in them, and there's like at first the outside of the box, and then you look inside and it's like it's not what you thought. I mean, Beth, I know Beth very casually, and she has a very dry sense of humor.
I'll bet.
And that comes through in her work.
Well, she calls them broadsides, her bigger pieces, which are like posters or proclamations or advertisements or ephemera. I mean, they look ragged, burnt pieces of paper with fantastic imagery, and she's literally nailed them to the gallery wall.
Yeah, I was impressed.
I couldn't believe it. I just went, oh, my God, those are real holes in her art.
Real nails.
If I bought that, Terry would just scream.
Yeah, I did notice that.
It was amazing.
She takes seemingly unrelated objects. I think she probably scans them in and then smashes them together.
I think it's called the mashup.
Yeah. Yeah. And she makes bizarre meaning out of these things.
Yes.
I mean, you look at the individual pieces and you go, how could this possibly all fit together? But she does. It works.
Did you see that beautiful handmade book that she had called Transilluminations?
The
pages are all printed or scanned with digital images, and then each one has been individually altered with watercolor, crayon, I think. And the images, when you really look at them, they're images from old medical anatomy illustrations.
Right. Yes, she manipulates them beyond the digital format as well, I think. We are talking about the show that's currently at Jacobs Gallery. It's called Digital Illuminations. It runs through November 24. And then last but certainly not least is Bob Crow. Big, colorful.
Huge photo montages, right?
Oh, my goodness. These things, you can get lost in the color and the texture.
Lots of mechanical imagery, a very enigmatic use of mechanistic beauty. What about his composition? They were so big and formal.
Right. Yeah, they are physically large. So when you walk up fairly close to them, you really get immersed in this thing. Everything he uses in his final image is sourced from a photograph that he takes. But then, of course, they're highly photoshopped.
very manipulated.
The textures, and then usually on his photos, there's a more naturalistic photograph of a person. And so that's kind of the jump off. And then these, the structure just goes crazy wild.
There's a whole series of huge photographs of musicians. There's a violinist, an accordionist, and an old guitarist. And he's playing this red guitar that's just the most saturated scarlet vermilion you have ever seen.
Saturated is a good
saturated
word. Right. Well, this is Digital Illuminations, three artists currently showing at Jacob's Gallery. The show runs through November 24th. The gallery will also be open first Friday, day after tomorrow, November 2nd, from 5:30 till 8. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.